Mark and Sarah talk about songs. They talk, talk, talk about songs.
Thank you for joining us at WMST Moist FM. I'm your overnight host, PJ Banaka, and my co-host Shadow Malone and I are so glad you're with us for another lonely, venereal disease-tinged night of easy listening, drenched in the seemingly soothing, but actually alienated and dysfunctional, sounds of 1970s heteronormative one-night standing around. Dubonnet, ferns, indifferently decorated post-divorce one-bedrooms. Do you long for romantic connection? Do you think having a boner is an emotion? Have you unbuttoned your chambray shirt nearly to the navel? Then baby, you're in the right place. But seriously, folks, neither of us was properly sentient during the mid to late 70s, but we're relieved it's over nonetheless, based on the specific and damp songbook we're going to be discussing this season. All the free love blathering of the 60s curdled into this. The unfulfilling nights out, clinging to spritzers and hoping a few minutes of crappish sex on some fisherman knit sweater wearing chode's brown shag would let you feel, just for a moment, like you weren't falling through space to a solitary, airless death. What makes a turn of the 80s tune suitable for the MST playlist? Which artists commanded the genre and which are its spiritual heirs? And are these songs faintly damaging or merely pitiable? This one's on you, President Ford, so grab a lute and crank it! Okay, really seriously, hi, it's me, Sarah D. Bunting. Welcome to the America's Damp 40 season of Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs. Joining me, as always, is 21st century love rug, Mark Blankenship. Hi, Mark!
You know, what if having a boner is an emotion? Have we considered that?
We're about to consider it at length and girth. Anyway, what was it, like 3 minutes to the first D mention? Any hoodle.
Too long. I'm actually surprised it took us that long. Long? What? I don't know. Well, in that veiny long.
Oh, God. And we're canceled. We had a good run, though. I'm really glad we're back. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, it is such a treat. I do think it was worthwhile to take a break and think about our format change because it has gotten me at least super pumped to return. And I'm very excited about the way that we're going to be tackling this big, wet mountain.
Oh no. All right. Well, while Mark reviews some of his locution choices, let me give you a little background on the concept here. And then Mark is going to take us through the logistics because he is the chart champ. I coined the term WMST Moist FM years ago. I mean, I'm sure I didn't coin it, but let's just give me the W. To describe a certain kind of 70s-ish hit, it is L-I-T-E, light, yes. And the sound is often very yacht-rocky, but the soft rock that we're going to be talking about is more about the feeling, the post-Watergate, pre-AIDS cultural anxiety about trust and sexual politics that seem to perfuse everything, and the search, mostly by white dudes with longish hair, for intimacy when nothing had really given them the tools to do anything but, like, pretend they just wanted to hold you when actually they wanted to bone you. There is some genuine earnest loneliness in this songbook, but there's also a lot of cynical, I'm a male feminist, Joss Whedon-esque sloganeering that I'm not a big fan of, which is to say I think it's gross, and we're going to call all that out. But there's also a couple of women on the list. There's a couple of artists of color on the list. What makes those tracks moist and others that might seem to qualify got left out of the top 40? Where does disco fit into our cultural anxiety? And when we look back at the Reagan era, what do we see in terms of what these soggy songs have wrought? We're going to talk about all of it. And in the course of that, we're going to create, with y'all's help, our very own humid chart of the moistest hits of all time, America's Damp 40. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about how this is going to look structurally and how listeners can get into it?
I sure can. And I think I have to say, I sure can, little lady, because it's the 70s. So, as the name America's Damp 40 would imply, we're going to be discussing 40 soft rock hits from the 70s and 80s and determining the ultimate ranking so that by the end of this season, we will know for a fact what is the 40th moistest song of all time and what is the first moistest song of all time. And to do that, we're going to be breaking things down in what we think will be a fun way. Episode 1 is going to have the first 5 songs on the list alphabetically by title. And we are going to rank those 5 songs just in relationship to one another. So at the end of episode 1, we will have, along with patron input, a ranking of those 5. But then in episode 2, we will add 5 more songs going further down the list alphabetically by title. So that at the end of episode 2, we will have 10 songs that we rank. In episode 3, we will have 15 and so on. And we will re-rank every song in each episode, meaning we're going to grow this list incrementally so that we don't get overwhelmed by trying to comprehend 40 songs at once. And we're going to give ourselves the permission to change the ranking of songs as they get deeper and deeper into the countdown. So the song that is number 1 in episode 1 may not be even in the top 30 in episode 2. That's all part of the fun. And along the way, Sarah and I will, of course, be voting on these songs ourselves, and you, our listeners, will have the opportunity to vote each week as well. So if you go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/mastas, M-A-S-T-A-S, you will be able to contribute your opinion. And just like us, you will be able to change your mind week to week about where certain songs live, because we will be resetting the polls for you as well. This is the only time when resetting the polls will not result in the collapse of democracy, but will in fact help us find the truth.
Exactly. And if I'm not mistaken, you do not have to be a Patreon supporter of our podcast to vote in these polls.
No, that's right, PJ. You don't. For this special season, because it is a new concept and we want everyone to have as much fun as possible, you do not have to be a patron to vote, but we would value your patronage all the same. Helping us keep the lights on is something that we deeply appreciate. And if you are a patron of our podcast, you do get other special things like access to our live happy hours and also the opportunity to attend our upcoming prom, which is, you know, pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But I think that at the end of the day, the more kids in the pool, the better for this type of project.
For sure. I absolutely agree. I, for one, am super excited that after 6 years of doing this podcast, we have finally arrived at your literal wheelhouse, which is not just knowing about charts, but like creating charts. And lording over charts in our skin tight flared dungarees. I think that's going to be really fun and a super interesting facet of the season. And I'm also excited for all of the listeners to sort of take hands with our struggle when it comes to ranking these things, because it is hard. We've had so many conversations about, like, well, why is it this in here? What do we do with the Eagles? Blah, 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 blah. So, and not to mention, news keeps breaking that affects our decision making. Like, hey, Steely Dan.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go all in on you. And then you canceled Amy Mann. Who the fuck do you think you are?
The other thing I do want to stress, listeners, is that the 40 songs in this season, which you will hear listed in their entirety at the very end of this episode, were not chosen at random. When I tell you that Sarah and I were on the phone for 2 hours making our final choices, I actually might be underestimating the time. Do you think?
It was 2 hours, and that's not counting previous conversations that we had where we talked about how to structure the list and all the time that I spent like with a spreadsheet and like color coding a list. And I was like, I learned how to do strike through on Google Docs. We might have mental problems, but we try to keep it fun at least.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We are not going to be coming at you with a half step at this time.
No. No. Before we continue with the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else doesn't mean it'll work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work toward goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. Noom Weight makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons to help you gain confidence and practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and a cognitive behavioral approach that teaches you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom Weight users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that's Noom, Noom.com/believe, BLEAV.
Like, when we landed on the idea, and it's actually shocking how long it took us to land on the idea of doing a top 40. I was in a public space sitting at a table, and I stood up and started walking around in excitement. So lots of people at Amelie's Cafe in Rock Hill, South Carolina, heard about this plan when we worked it out.
Yeah, well, and I hope that they jump in and let us know how the fine people of the Gamecock State are feeling about late 70s, early 80s moisture.
Well, the word cock is right there, so I'm sure they'll have an opinion.
And I hope they're game.
So, before I read the list of our contenders, I do want to just say one universal thing, Sarah, that I think is appropriate here. To me, calling a song moist is not perforce pejorative.
Agree. I'm so there glad you said that.
Yeah, like there, a moist song can be shit, but a moist song can also be good. And I think it's important for all of us to keep that in mind as we go on this this patchouli-scented journey. Or no, actually, patchouli is the wrong decade. As we go on this aqua velva-scented journey together, that sometimes a bearskin rug is the sexiest rug.
Yeah, it's true. Other times, it's a craven manipulation. Made by someone who became a rock star so that he could talk people into fucking him who normally would never look at him.
Yes.
And there is a lot of overlap with yacht rock, and we are not going to be offended if you call it yacht rock or soft rock or, you know, late night dedication rock or whatever your term is for it. Part of what we're trying to do here isn't just ranking the songs. It's trying to nail down the difference between yacht rock, which I feel is a sound, and Moist FM, which I feel is a way of life.
Yeah, it's like it's a mood. It's an ethos. Yeah,
it's an ethos. Dramaturgically speaking.
And honestly, sometimes it's a mythos.
Yeah. And sometimes it's pathos, and sometimes it's bathos. I mean, all
bathos
the oses.
Than not, I would say.
I mean, look, moisture is a value neutral term, but what exactly that term means and encompasses, first of all, it might be different and completely subjective. But second of all, we're not totally sure what it is either. And we may still not know by like episode 7. So we're all going to figure it out or not together. And we're going to listen to some amazing songs on the way. And I'm psyched.
That was one of the revelations, I think, for us as we were developing the season, is that we don't actually want to think we know the answer before we start. Because I feel like it's possible that we'll end the whole season and still feel like we could change our minds later. And like you just said, that along the way, some of the songs are going to be awesome. And that's the core, right? Just talking about songs that we like, hence the name of the show.
Or songs that we despise, or bands that, like, you know, is this even their moistest hit? I mean, there's so much stuff that's going to come in around the edges of the main discussion, as usual, because this is a podcast that has a runner about Take Your Wolf, She Wolf to Work Day and coffee makers flying out of office windows. Remember that? So, yeah.
I mean, we've told And to shut up so many times at this point.
And then I think Loggins and Messina are both in here in our list. So,
oh shit.
Yeah.
So all of that said, listeners, the other thing that's of course crucial, and it's been, I hope, clear from the start of this introductory episode, is you. We love doing these things with you. You make our random conversations even more fun. So without further ado, let us now tell you the names of the 40 songs that we will be discussing and ranking this season. In episode 1, we will be talking about All I Know by Art Garfunkel, Angel of the Morning by Juice Newton, Arthur's Theme by Christopher Cross, Babe by Styx, and Baby Come Back by Player.
In episode 2, we'll be tackling Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty, Best of My Love by The Eagles, Can We Still Be Friends by Todd Rundgren, Chevy Van by Sammy Johns, and Cool Night by Paul Davis.
Next up, we'll be talking about Dance With Me by Orleans, Don't Cry Out Loud by Melissa Manchester, Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight by James Taylor, Hello by Lionel Richie, and Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton. It's going to be a barn burner of an episode, that one.
They all are, honestly, because in episode 4, we've got Hey 19 by Steely Dan, How Much I Feel by Ambrosia, I'd Really Love to See You Tonight by England Dan and John Ford Coley, I Honestly Love You by Olivia Newton-John, and I'm Not in Love by 10cc.
And then in the episode after that, Just the Way You Are by Billy Joel, Just When I Needed You Most by Randy Van Warmer, Key Largo by Bertie Higgins, Lady by Kenny Rogers, and Longer by Dan Fogelberg.
Followed by the following 5. Lot of Love by Nicolette Larson, Make It With You by Bread, Mandy by Barry Manilow, Operator parens, That's Not the Way It Feels, and parens by Jim Croce, and Sharing the Night Together by Dr. Hook.
And then next will come Sister Golden Hair by America, Sometimes When We Touch by Dan Hill, Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts, This Is It by Kenny Loggins, and Waiting for a Girl Like You by Foreigner.
And bringing us home, We Just Disagree by Dave Mason, which may end up being the mascot song of this. Wham Bam Shang-a-Lang by Silver, which ditto. When I Need You by Leo Sayer. Woman in Love by Barbara Streisand. And You're the Inspiration by Chicago.
Oh my God, Sarah, I am renewed in my insane enthusiasm about this project by hearing all of these together.
Me too. We know that everybody's busy and you don't necessarily have a lot of time, but I believe one of our listeners has made a playlist of all of these songs.
That is correct. Jenny has. So if you would like to find that playlist, all you have to do is go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/mastus. And what you'll find pinned to the top of our profile is a post that is the home base of this entire season. You will be able to see all of the current rankings. You will be able to find this playlist. You will be able to find other information that's specific to each episode. So keep in mind, just keep going back to patreon.com/mastus and our pinned post at the top of the page, where you will find your central comms for everything moist.
Exactly.
In our lives.
And if you're having trouble getting there, or you just don't deal with Patreon for whatever reason, we can be found on Twitter at TalkSongs and on Facebook at facebook.com/mastass. So,
so come and get it.
Yeah, it's the moisture, the low-lying fog that is this season will creep into all the gullies of your soul. That made no sense, but neither does doing a project like this, and we're forging ahead.
And now, pardon me, I'm just going to go get a St. Christopher medal and nestle it in my chest hair, and we'll look forward to getting moist with you all soon.
Mm, indeed. I'm going to put on some green eyeshadow and camel toe causing jeans, and I'll meet you at the studio. 54, that is.
Ah!
Moments I still can't believe I'm spending those moments with you. And the ground I am walking, the air that I breathe, are shared at those moments with you. You love.
Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs is hosted by Mark Blankenship, that's me, and Sarah D. Bunting.
That's me. I also edit the podcast, which is a proud member of the Bleav Network. Learn more at bleav.com.
To learn more about us, submit song requests, get a pop chart reading, or buy a Mastis book, visit our website at markandsarahtalkaboutsongs.com. You'll also find all of our social media links there, too.
That's Mark and Sarah, with an H, talkaboutsongs.com. And for even more content and access to the Mastass Happy Hour, become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/Mastass.
Thanks for listening.
About songs, they talk about songs.